Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4文語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラーと
カナダ出身のテシアです。
今月のテーマは春到来、春を楽しもう、花に気をつけましょうです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and easy Japanese. My name is Tyler and I am from America.
My name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
Today's topic is Spring has come. Enjoy the wonderful flowers, but watch out for pollen.First of all, thank you very much for joining, Tessia. It's just the two of us today, unfortunately,
yeah.
But this is a pretty interesting topic, I think, which is relevant to many people.
Definitely.
I think a lot of Japanese people love springtime. I know that you are from Canada, so you might have a little bit of a different opinion on this.
Oh, yeah, no. I am a winter enthusiast, to say the least, so when spring comes, you know, it's nice to be a bit warmer, but also the snow starts to melt and everything, so...Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want winter to come soon, but...
Yeah, I know there are enthusiasts here in Japan. And I know one of them here. He loves climbing mountains in the winter. He's a pretty go-getter kind of guy, and I've met him before. And I can enjoy it a little bit. Although I, myself being from Florida, I do enjoy slightly warmer temperatures. Maybe somewhere right in the middle. So for me, normally autumn or spring is very nice. So we're going to be talking about spring.And so this is something many people are waiting for in Japan. And this is a time of change for Japanese people. A lot of people will be graduating and finding new jobs at this point. It's really a big turning point for many people. So you've had a turning point last year, I understand, since
Yes.
you've come here to Japan. Have you been able to adjust to your life in Japan? And how did you prepare? And how are you preparing for any future changes?
Okay. So before I moved to Japan, one thing that I was really worried about is actually my wardrobe, because all the clothes that I have in Canada are long sleeves. I didn't really have anything that's short sleeves or that's light, and I was very worried that, you know, once I land in Japan, the Japanese summer is just gonna swoop me off my feet and I'm gonna die. So yeah, that's, I had to do, you know, new shopping and things like that. And after I came to Japan, fortunately, I have been able to find clothes that's, you know, my size and that fits my body type. So I've been building my new wardrobe, so that's a change that has been happening. However, I think I do need to buy clothes that's suitable for the Japanese spring season, because I have a lot of summer clothes, I have a lot of winter clothes, but I don't really have anything that's, you know, transitional. So I am kind of overheating in my winter clothes right now, not gonna lie, so I'm gonna have to go shopping again soon.
The funny thing is, for me, I actually had the opposite problem.
Really?
I was super prepared for summer, and I knew that I had all my short sleeve shirts and all my nice, breezy, open, bright colored, flowery clothing and whatnot. But then I came here during summer, which is great, but then autumn rolled around, and then, and then, you know, the winter came in like a lion, and I wasn't really quite prepared. I didn't have a really nice winter coat. I had some, like, kind of less formal things, but just when I'm going to work, and when I'm just something a little bit nicer than I didn't have. And another thing I'm having to prepare for personally is I'm going around and looking for these different jobs on my next step in life. Mine's a little bit later. I'm looking to get the new job later in August.
Oh, really?
Although even, you know, from now, I'm having to look for jobs and networking and trying to find things. One thing my boss was actually very nice to try to help me out with was making sure my resume was on point. That's another, especially for foreigners. You know, I might know how to do it in America. It's the right way to, how to sell myself, how to write it. But when I'm doing it in Japan, there's a different style. So, you know, for our listeners, if you're looking for jobs and going to that next step, make sure that you have a Japanese person, somebody with some experience, look over that. I think that's very important. And if the person's really nice, they might even help you out with some mock interviews. I guess as long as you're planning for that and trying to figure out how to make that next step, it's something you can at least see coming off far, far in the distance. So it's just something to keep in mind. Okay, so we talked quite a bit about how to make preparations for our new steps in life. But let's talk about something maybe a little bit more fun and interesting here in Japan. We have this great Japanese pastime of the hanami, or the cherry blossom viewing. Have you ever had a chance to experience this before, Ms. Tashio?
Okay, so my university back in Vancouver actually had quite a few cherry blossom trees. They have this rope that's just a bunch of, well, it's not the Japanese variation of cherry blossom tree, it's actually the American version of it. So if you go to the west coast of North America, you might see a few. It's a bit darker in color, so it's not as pink as the Japanese ones are. So we had a few of those in university. So our Japanese culture club actually had a hanami event. However, it is illegal to drink alcohol in the public, in public spaces in Canada. So we're just sitting there with our teacups with like water, juice, and definitely not booze because that's illegal. And just kind of be like, oh, I wish I was in Japan and then we can like down a few beers, The essence of Canadian culture, but like, nope, that's illegal, so.
it's the same thing in America, is that unless you're, you know, kind of a bad boy, I guess, and you want to break the law, you can't be outside with alcohol or a beer or really much of anything unless you're hiding it, I guess, and taking swigs out of your out of your pocket or something. But yeah, that's what's great, and I don't think people abuse it too much here in Japan. Every once in a while you might see somebody being a dummy and maybe drinking too much, but for the most part I think people here are pretty responsible with how they drink, and it's just a great experience. I've gotten to do it multiple times now, and depending on the weather, it might be a little bit chilly. You might want to make sure you have some clothes you can take off or put on as needed. Although if you drink enough, I guess you warm up. But it really does change the experience, I think. Just the kind of jovial atmosphere, I guess, even though you're not necessarily sitting at a table in your house and you're just outdoors, but just the environment itself is very wonderful. You get to connect with these people. A lot of times you get to meet new people, form new connections. Are you looking forward to doing that? Do you have any plans for doing it this April?
Yeah, so I'm actually scouting for locations where it looks like it's going to be nice for flower viewing. Because I haven't experienced spring in Sendai yet, so I don't really know where people typically go to. So I'm still looking out for, maybe a nice park that's not going to be too crowded. Because you know how crazy Japanese people can get about hanami? Like, the lines are crazy, people line up, like, go there 4 hours early to set up their tents and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that,
Not even 4 hours early. I have some people go out, like, early in the morning, or like midnight, like the day before.
And they
will set it up, especially in the Nishi Park, Nishikouen, which is nearby.
Yes.
That place gets staked out early.
I've heard that if you go a bit further out to Shiroishi, and they have this riverbank that has a lot of
Senbo sakura. Yeah, he told me Senbo sakura. Yeah, that's a good one. 1,000 sakura trees at a glance. I would certainly recommend that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read it on Discover Center a while ago. I was like, looks kind of fun, but I bet it's going to be crowded.
Yeah, if you can go on a weekday, somehow, take a day off. Gotta be a lot of people there, but it really is absolutely spectacular. It's a few kilometers walk down this really scenic area, and if it's a clear day, they'll have the Azao mountain range in the background. And then they also have a Kannon statue, which is almost like the one here in Sendai, which is way up on a hill. And that's all just covered in all sorts of wonderful greenery and sakura and everything.
That sounds amazing.
So I would certainly recommend going there. Okay, so we've talked about a wonderful thing. We'll get back to something a little bit more annoying now, is hay fever. So have you had very much experience of this in your home country of Canada, Tashio?
Actually, yes, unfortunately. My entire family has hay fever. I'm quite sure it's a genetic thing. And I've had hay fever ever since I was really young, like 5 or 6. So every year, when the season changes and winter ends and spring comes, I just kind of, my nose gets stuffy. I'm like, ooh, it's here. The spring is here. So yeah, I don't particularly look forward to spring for this reason. What about you, Tyler? Do you have hay fever?
Hay fever, a little bit of hay fever, just a little bit, maybe from mowing the lawn, for instance, and I get a little bit from grass. I was always more worried about actual allergies. When I was in Florida, I'm incredibly allergic to oak trees, to the point at which I can't function. I just have like water and mucus pouring out of every single pore of my body.
Oh no.
So I'm not even really sure if I really had very bad hay fever, because I was always so, had my hands full just with the allergies. Here in Japan, we have the sugi trees, or the Japanese cedar, and this is something that many people worry about here. And luckily, I have relatively mild symptoms, but in comparison to what I would experience in Florida, it's a much nicer experience. How about you, Tetsuya? Have you had any problems here?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure exactly what is triggering it, but I can feel that my eyes are getting a little, you know, like, stinky feeling in them. So I know I'm, like, allergic to something. It's not that severe, though. Certainly not comparable to what I was experiencing in Canada. Well, I guess we'll have to wait until it's, like, full-on cherry blossom season to see if that does anything to me. But yeah, that's not until later in the year, so...
And another thing I think is an interesting topic to talk about is the use of masks
right
here for helping out get rid of that pollen. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so that's not a thing that we do in Canada. Like, in Canada, mask is reserved for people who are going to the hospital only. So, you know, wearing mask for allergy, it's a really brand new concept, you know, to me at least. So, I will definitely try, well, if my allergies get too bad, but I'm not quite sure how well it's actually going to work, so yeah.
I think people are certainly going to be continuing to wear masks. Obviously the Japanese people have the culture, I think, which we don't have in America, and they don't have in Canada. Even though the Japanese government has come out and said you don't have to wear masks in most situations
yes
for COVID-19, I think a lot of people aren't going to transition away from that anyway. They simply, you know, they're very kind, they worry about other people, and obviously they don't want to protect themselves. So lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. We talked quite a bit today about flowers, which everyone loves to go out and see. But I would also like to introduce to our listeners a spectacular event which will be taking place in Sendai. From Wednesday, April 26th until June 18th, the 40th National Urban Greenery Fair, which is part of the Future City Trees of Sendai 2023, will be held. The main locations to this event will be the Awayama area, Nishi Park, and the Hirosegawa River area. These areas are close to the Omachi Nishikoen and International Center subway stations. There will also be Hanabata decorations used during the Sendai Tanabata Festival, which are made up of many different types of flowers, and also enjoyable experience where you can interact with nature. In addition, there are other smaller related events at the Sendai Station Pedestrian Deck, Jōzenji Dori Avenue, Aobotori Avenue, Miyagino Dori Avenue, Yagiyama Zoo, and the Uminomori Aquarium. It's free to go and see, so please drop by a few times and enjoy some splendid flowers under a wide, clear blue sky. For the latest information, please check the Sendai Field Green official website. I'm sure if you Google that, you will have plenty of wonderful information at your fingertips. So that's all we have for you on this edition of Hello Sendai. We will see you again next month. Bye-bye.
Bye.